Jackson.
Yay, wow. Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
You're my favourite.
You're lying.
I'm not. Patty, you're my favourite.
Here, sit closer to the microphone now. Tell her what she said to you straight off the bat.
She said, sorry, but Franco is my favourite.
Not even messing about, straight in.
I know, but he's not here right now, so you're my favourite.
Okay.
In the studio.
Accepted. How are you? You haven't been in ages.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. So the season so far has been, ups and downs, I suppose, the best way of putting it. Started off Flam Machine, then there was that sort of phase in the middle where we kind of lost the plot, for want of a better term, and that's kind of come back to haunt us now towards the end of this season. A draw on Friday night, for many people, not good enough, but still, I mean, we can still do it.
Yeah, I think, Friday night wasn't good enough, and especially in the position we're in, and we're in a place now where we're having to fight for our lives, and we're a bit desperate, but it's still definitely there for us. So I think coming into Munster, it's going to be tough, and the last few games of the season, we're playing the top three teams, and fighting for that playoff position. So we've definitely got ourselves in a tough position, but it's definitely still there for us as well.
Some of the pundits on Friday night were saying if Ulster do get into the top four, they deserve it because of who we have to play. It's going to be really tough. We've left it really hard for ourselves. never just cruise into things.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to this stage of the season and not have to be in these kinds of positions. But this time last year we were in a similar, not as bad, but in a similar position where we really fought and dug deep. So I'm pretty confident we're going to do the same again this time.
We were just talking off air there about the protocol for media. So after the game on Friday night, the media are interviewing you and you're on TV and it's like, yes, that was very good, and all credit to the opposition this evening, but actually what you want to do is just like put your head in your hands and scream. And sometimes the fans don't see that about you guys, how much it means to you as well, because you can't really let it on TV. Mm-hmm. People don't like that.
Yeah, it's
there was a few harsh words.
Yeah, I think obviously in the change room, there's a lot more emotion there, and there's a lot of words said. It's a bit weird, I always want to win, and I'm sure everyone wants to win, including the fans, but a draw is a bit of a bizarre one. It's more or less, to me, it's like losing. So, it's hard to, you're kind of, emotions are high after a game, and if you're getting interviewed, you're, especially for me, I'm probably worried I'm going to say something I'll regret, so I kind of leave it more for the players, and that's something that we've been trying to get on with our business, in the change rooms and on the training field. But I can understand for the fans, it's a bit frustrating if we're not getting the results, especially in the middle of the season there, and they want to see a bit more emotion. But trust me, it's there, and it's in the change rooms and amongst ourselves. There's a few words that are said that we definitely couldn't repeat on radio.
Thanks for not repeating them as well. For you personally this season, highs and lows, obviously Ireland went brilliantly for you, got a few starts, and the accolades that came in and the plaudits that came in for your performances, you must have been pleased with those.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Six Nations. Especially the first few weeks, they flew by because I was in the thick of everything. I was starting, so there was a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement, and I got the first game against Scotland and Italy was great for me to be starting in them, and then obviously Johnny came back from injury, and it just kind of made it a bit more difficult for me to get game time, but I still got on, against Wales and France, and had a lot of involvements there.
The big difference is that before you were seen as a replacement for Johnny, but when he came back, there was an argument, not just in the press and amongst fans, but even amongst players, ex-players as well, that you're now a candidate for the role. That must have pleased you as well.
Yeah, I think coming into the French game, I knew Johnny was back then, and there was even a few, usually it would be I would know he's straight back in, but I have to admit there was a few voices in my head that said, there's a chance you could be in here. So not that I was listening to any media or papers or anything, it's just I felt I was playing well, and things were going well between myself and Joe, and he said to me afterwards it came down to experience, really, and which is something I could understand. So But yeah, I still got the game time that I wanted, and I enjoyed the Six Nations.
What are you doing for the summer? Obviously, there's the Ireland tour, and you were saying as well that some of the players, without even asking you or consulting you, have gone ahead and decided to get married this summer, which is really inconvenient.
Yeah, they got married right in the middle of the summer, or they're getting married in the middle of the summer, so messes with my summer plans, unfortunately. No, it'll be great at Ian Henderson and Chris Henry get married, so we'll have a good send off for them, and then I'll probably never see them again after that.
And so the tour America and Japan as well, we're talking about, you've never been to Japan?
No, it's if I go on that tour, it'd be great. That's one of the awesome things about rugby, you get to travel the world and see amazing places you might not have if you're in a different job, so very lucky from that point of view. So hopefully if I'm there, I'll get to see it.
So looking forward to the next Saturday could be the beginning and end of the season. The mood in the camp, obviously, I mean, I always ask this, and we were actually laughing earlier going, it would be funny if somebody came around and said, listen, we are so kind of like depressed in camp. Of course, everybody's confident and looking forward to it, but there has been some stuff on social media this week as well that Alan O'Connor had said, if we don't go out and play hard from the start, we'll get schooled.
Yeah, I think for me, I think that's definitely true. But for me, if the annoying thing about our performances, especially last week, is we know how good we can be, but it's coming in short bursts of the game. So maybe 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and then we've had slight lulls. So that's something that I want to completely take out of our game. And against Munster and the top three, four teams, you can't do that. So we know the challenge that we're faced with, and I think if we're going to stand a chance and if we're going to want to succeed and get in that top four, we can't have those moments of playing really well and then rolling off.
Is it lack of concentration? Is it just, can you put it down to anything, or?
No, I think everyone's trying out there, and you know, it's a team sport, so there's a lot of variables in there. But you know, I've been a part of teams where we've gone on 13-14 win streaks, and you know, you have ups and downs. It's quite bizarre. When the team clicks, you can feel it. You can feel it off the pitch. You can feel it around around the stadium, around training, the coaches, the way guys talk to each other. And when things aren't going so well, you can see such a huge difference. And it's something that happens in rugby. I know it's not what people want to hear. They want results, and so do we. But you know, it's something that just hasn't clicked at certain times for us. And you know, but we're going to have to fight our way into this top four.
Well, there's going to be a huge contingent of Ulster fans heading down to Munster. Good luck for Saturday. Good luck for the rest of the season. And hopefully Chris and Handy haven't ruined your summer too much. And as always, it's been an absolute pleasure having Ireland and Ulster legend Paddy Jackson in.
Yay!
Thanks, guys.